This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And once again, glad to be with you again and be a part of the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show program. Here we are, 2 weeks, is it now? Maybe 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks till the beginning of summer. And there are a lot of things that we need to take into consideration as far as maintaining good health and good energy and good skin and good rest and good hydration and a few other things now that we're going to be outside more than we are during the winter months. And so there was something that I wanted to bring to your attention in particular, and that is the relationship between being in the sun a lot and concerns that people have regarding vitamin D that we get from the sun, skin cancer, sun blockers, things like that. But there's a couple of really interesting things about this that I particularly want to give to you that I think you'll understand. It'll be a little bit technical, but I think you're going to be able to understand and bring some things together that have run through your mind from time to time when you contemplate these things. And because you'll hear somebody having a heat stroke, or you'll hear somebody, you know, threatening heat stroke and had to be dragged off into the shade and, you know, pour some water on them and cool their bodies down. I'm going to tell you why that happens. And if you understand why that happens, you'll have a better understanding of what you need to do to prevent it from happening to you. Now, vitamin D is largely misunderstood. I mean, because very few people need it because you get it from the sunshine. And too much of it is called hypervitaminosis D. And actually, it's not too much vitamin D. And this is something you're not going to hear too many other places, as it is a deficiency of vitamin F, which is vitamin D's antagonist. There are certain chemicals, processes, chemical combinations, minerals and such as the relationship between copper and iron and how they balance one another in the body. But vitamin D and vitamin F, now, very few people refer to what was discovered back in the 1930s as vitamin F anymore. It's just polyunsaturated fats. But at the time it was discovered, it was thought that it was a vitamin. Now, the FDA today doesn't think vitamin F exists. They call it, they refer to it, as I said, polyunsaturated fats. So what I'm going to do, at least here during the first segment of this program today, is to help you have a better understanding of how you can get too much vitamin D and what to do about it. Because too much vitamin D can be very dangerous. In fact, it can be lethal in the sense of sunstroke. So what happens is that when we have D, and during the winter months, I recommend taking a product called Cataplex D, or at least cod liver oil, not the synthetic irradiated stuff that's out there that's called vitamin D3 and then 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 units. That'll calcify your kidneys. You have to be very careful with that stuff. Vitamin D comes from the sun, or it comes from food, animal food. That's the only source for it. Now, as we come into the summer months, sometimes just as little as the arms exposed with a T-shirt and your neck exposed, of course, and your face exposed, for a few minutes every day can give you all the D you need. As the sun climbs higher in the sky, as it does in the summer months, you're going to get a lot more sun exposure. I've seen some studies that say, like on December 31st, the lowest the sun is in the sky, the shortest day of the year, as opposed to June 21st, the longest, you need about 9 hours of direct sun exposure on December 31st, talking about the majority of the United States latitude. Now, I'm not talking about South Florida, and I'm not talking about northern Maine. But I'm talking about the middle ground that runs all the way across the middle of the country, say from central California to the mid-Atlantic states. You need as much as 9 hours of sunshine on December 21st, direct sunshine from the sun, as you need in 15 minutes of that same sunlight direct on your skin on June 21st, the longest day of the year where the sun is the highest in the sky for our latitude. Now, when you get D, and D is in the body, the D has several responsibilities in the body. In fact, vitamin D is so important and so powerful. It's the only vitamin that has a steroid component to it. And so there are some researchers, scientists out there that want to call vitamin D a hormone more than they want to call it a vitamin because it has a hormonal effect. But the most important job of vitamin D is that it picks up calcium from the stomach and puts it into the bloodstream. That's its number one job, maybe its most important job. So whether you're out in the sun or you're eating cod liver oil or whatever else, as the D builds up in your body, your dietary calcium that's coming into you, whether you're getting it through animal products or you're getting it through vegetables, some fruit, apples, things like this have a lot of calcium in the form of calcium malate. But most of our calcium comes to us in the form of animal products and vegetables, especially green leafy vegetables. And once that calcium gets inside the gut, it's going to stay there unless you have vitamin D. Now, with vitamin D, it comes out of the gut and it gets into the bloodstream. And then what F does, what the polyunsaturated fats do, and I'm going to refer to it as vitamin F because that's what it was originally called, it takes the calcium out of the blood and puts it into the tissues. Now, suppose you get a lot of D from a lot of sunshine exposure, but you're not getting your polyunsaturated fats, you're not getting your vitamin F. It will build up in the blood calcium at the expense of tissue calcium. See, there's two locations of calcium in your body. The calcium that's running through your bloodstream, which when you get a blood test and they tell you, well, you got low calcium or high calcium, whatever else, they're just checking the blood. They're not checking the tissues where it's needed. Why do we need calcium in the tissues? Your muscles won't contract without it. Your heart won't beat without it. Your nerves will not send their nerve transmission signals without it. Your skin won't be healthy without it. Your nails will not be healthy without it. You can't see without it. In fact, calcium is so important to the human body, it actually has a gland to regulate how much calcium is in the bloodstream, your parathyroid glands. And we've talked about this in programs in the past. But a lot of D, you're going to pick up calcium out of your digestive processes and it gets in the bloodstream. You don't have enough F, calcium will start building up higher and higher in the blood. And that is why people who spend a lot of time in the sun say, well, like Doug. I think Doug calls himself a farmer more than he calls himself a radio broadcast celebrity because he spends a lot of time, and he knows he has to be taking a product called Cataplex F. He's learned this from me, to balance the amount of sunshine, D's effect in the body with Cataplex F, and I'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. But this is why farmers or people who are out in the sun a lot, who are getting a lot of vitamin D, and they don't get vitamin F, which is in the oils, the polyunsaturated fats, and I'll talk to you about that, where you can get that. They get thick skin. They get hives. They get allergies. And they get sunstrokes if it's too extreme. Because your body's refrigeration system, the ability to sweat and sweat profusely when you get hot, is vitamin F dependent. It's calcium dependent. And if you have too much calcium in the bloodstream and not enough into the tissues, and by tissues, I mean your muscles, your bones, your skin, everything outside of the bloodstream, everywhere the blood goes, your body will not be able to refrigerate itself because sweating is calcium dependent. But the calcium has to be out of the bloodstream and into the tissues, which is why if you have too much D, if you're in the sun too much, the vitamin D will actually pull calcium out of your tissues back into the bloodstream. That's its major job. And when that happens, you can't cool. You can't be refreshed. You'll notice that people who start getting a little dizzy and it looks like they may have had too much beer at the picnic or something, and they're walking around funny, and you know they don't drink. You need to get them into the shade really quick, and you'll notice they are not sweating. Their skin's dry because of the effect of too much calcium into the bloodstream coming out of the tissues, and they can't cool off. So this is an emergency situation because the temperature of the body can get so high. They can actually cause sunstroke to the point where death can result. Now, they get, you know, if it's an extreme, they can get a sunstroke. Sunstroke is just high calcium in the blood and low tissue calcium. As I said, it's not a matter of too much vitamin D, as it is a deficiency of vitamin F. And vitamin D from the sun is known to cause cancer as well in some cases. Now, for example, farmers who are out in the sun all day long every day have a much higher incidence of skin cancer than people who are not out in the sun. A lot of farm workers, people whose lives depend on exposure to the sun, if they have good, healthy diets, they're probably just fine and they're never going to see a moment of skin cancer. But if their diets are based on a lot of what Western diets, our diets are based on, fast foods, overly processed grains, too much sugar in their sports drinks or soft drinks, whatever else, they're going to have very low polyunsaturated acids in the blood. As a result, they're going to have a big buildup of vitamin D in the blood or calcium in the blood, and their bodies are not going to be able to cool themselves off. And as I said, the skin will get thick, hives, problems with allergies as well will begin to show up. And you've read articles telling you, you know, stay out of the sun. It's bad. It's dangerous. Well, it's only dangerous if you're deficient in vitamin F. All right. So in the textbooks, it's just called polyunsaturated fatty acids. Now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to tell you where you get this in your foods, because this is important. This is how you balance too much sunshine. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, just like it sounds. So I was talking to you about D and F and hypervitaminosis and getting too much vitamin D. It's not too much vitamin D because people just aren't going to stop going out into the sunshine in the summer. It's not enough of its antagonist. And its antagonists are very important essential fatty acids and other fatty acids that are present in certain foods that are necessary to balance the vitamin D's effect of too much calcium in the blood by taking that calcium and pushing it into the tissues. Now, I think I've used the example in the past of the bus, getting on the bus to take you to another location that you're trying to get to, the market, school, work, whatever else. And if you have too much vitamin D, when you get to your bus stop, the door to the bus won't open. And you kind of look up at the bus driver, hey, this is my stop. And he says, nope, too much D. And goes on to the next stop, won't open the door. Goes to the next stop, won't open the door. But if there's enough vitamin F, if there's enough polyunsaturated fats in your diet, pulls up to your bus stop, door opens, you get off. Enough polyunsaturated fats in the diet, the calcium will get out of the bloodstream and into the tissues, which is where you need it. You don't need it in the blood. It's in the blood to be transported to every cell inside the human body. But it can't get out of the blood if there's not enough of its antagonist, which is vitamin F or polyunsaturated fats. Now, I don't know how much chemistry you know, but there's this string of hydrogen atoms. And there are these carbon atoms that are hanging on to them. And this is essentially what a fat is. And if some of the, and so you got a string of, say, 23 carbon atoms, and each one of those carbon atoms has hydrogen attached to them. That is what is known as a saturated fat. That is a very, very powerful source of energy once it comes into contact with oxygen and certain enzymes. Which is why your body, which is why nature stores energy in a fat. There's more than twice as much caloric energy in a gram of fat than there is in a gram of protein, say meat, or a gram of carbohydrate, say vegetables. And nature designed, well, that's why we put fat on when we eat more food than our body requires. We don't put on protein. We don't put on carbohydrates. We put on fat because that's how nature stores energy. Now, let me give you an example of this really quick because we got a break coming up here before too much longer. What was the main source of light in homes after candles were replaced by this main source, before electricity and electric light bulbs? Whale oil lamps. Remember that? In the movies, you can see it, when it's in our anthologies and pictures of the day, whatever. They used whale oil lamps. And whale oil came at a premium price, but it provided light so you didn't have to use candles. You had a whale oil lamp on the walls of different rooms and chandeliers and everything else. Now, it was dangerous because, of course, it was flammable. But under the right circumstances, it provided brighter light than you would get from a candle. Now, where did that whale oil come from? Now, I want you to think about that for a second. Yes, of course, it came from the whale. But how did it get from the whale to the whale oil lamps on the wall, and why did it burn, and what does that have to do with energy in your body? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. Next, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The city of Uvalde and its police department are working with a private firm to seal records of the horrific shooting at Robb Elementary School. According to documents obtained by Vice, the records the city are trying to seal include body camera footage, photos, 911 calls, emails, text messages, criminal records, and more. 7 people said to be affiliated with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert were reportedly arrested for illegally entering Capitol grounds. The group was charged with unlawful entry, but the police said the ongoing investigation could bring more charges against the group. CBS News did confirm the members were detained. This is USA Radio News.
China launched its third and most advanced aircraft carrier from a Shanghai shipyard. Experts say the new combat systems are rapidly catching up with the United States. The ship is China's first domestically designed and built catapult aircraft carrier. More flights are being canceled.
U.S. Airlines canceled high numbers of flights for a second straight day on Friday as they tried to recover from storms while accommodating growing crowds of summer vacationers. By mid-morning in the eastern U.S., airlines had scrubbed more than 1,000 flights after canceling more than 1,700 on Thursday. Airports with the most cancellations include Charlotte, North Carolina, a major hub for American Airlines, as well as LaGuardia and Newark Liberty in the New York City area, and Reagan Washington National. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And again, just want to express my appreciation for the trust Doug has for me to be a part of his show. Doug and I go back more than 15 years now, and I've been taking care of his spine. Dr. Ken takes care of his heart. I take care of his spine and his nervous system. And so both of us are compelled to keep Doug as happy as we can. So the whale, they would, you know, the reason that they went after whales and the whaling ships and all of this was to get the blubber. And then they would render the blubber to get the oil out of it. And then the oil, of course, is flammable. And that would be, was the source in the whale oil lamps. Now, why would it burn? Because it burns the same, it oxidizes in the presence of heat and oxygen the same way fats oxidize inside the cells of the human body, inside the liver, inside the cells. This is a tremendous source of energy for the body. Why don't, you know, if you follow the regular daily schedule of sleep and wakefulness, you know, you get up in the morning, 6, 7 o'clock, and you get ready to go to work, or you get ready to get the kids to go to school, or you get ready to work in your garden or whatever, or golf or whatever it is you're doing. And you go through the day and you have your meals. And at the end of the day, you have dinner with the family or dinner by yourself or whatever else. And then you're awake for another, oh, say 3, 4 hours, maybe after you've had your last meal, so that the food's out of your stomach and into the intestines. And then you go to bed and you sleep for preferably at least 7 hours. 8 hours would be good. Why don't you starve to death during the night when you're sleeping? You're not eating anymore. Why aren't you starving to death? Because your body has shifted from what went through the stomach to the fat that's stored up in the system to keep the fires burning all night long while you're lying there asleep in bed. Remember, the only difference in physical activity and especially brain activity between being awake and being asleep is a very small difference between the two. And what's the difference? Consciousness drops. You have sleep centers in the very back bottom of your brain near where the brainstem becomes the spinal cord. It's where your sleep centers are. And the sleep centers, when you get tired and exhausted and you want to go to sleep, become active, and it drops your level of consciousness. But everything else in the body is still going on. The cortex of the brain is still working. Your vision centers, even though they're not seeing anything, are working. Your hearing is working. Your temperature regulation systems are working. Your elimination is getting ready to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night or the next morning, whatever else. All those functions are going on, and they require energy. And you should go to bed slightly hungry, because you'll get better sleep if your body isn't digesting food all during the night when you go to sleep. But your body is burning fat to keep everything going. Now, a lady comes to me the other day, one of my patients, and is very concerned about how high her LDL is. And I said, well, what is it? It was over 200. Now, your LDL should be under 100. But it was over 200. And she says, so my doctor wants to put me on a statin. I said, well, he's a cardiologist, but I'll guarantee you, I know more about heart physiology than he does, and I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to go on the statin. You just need to get the sugar out of your diet. And she looks at me with that look on her, that glazed over look on her face, saying, I'm talking to you about fat, not sugar. Why are you telling me to get off of sugar? This is probably the best example to explain what I've been talking about on the show for this long. When you have sugar and you have fat going through the bloodstream, sugar in the form of glucose, and fat that's always there in the bloodstream to some degree or another anyway, because your body doesn't know when you're going to get your next meal. Your brain doesn't know. So it always has fat there ready for emergency energy sources. If it has fat and sugar flowing through the bloodstream at the same time, it will use the sugar for its energy, because it gets energy out of the sugar easier than it does the oxidation of fat. Now remember, I said a fat is a string of carbon atoms with hydrogens attached to it. That in and of itself will not burn. It has to have oxygen present to do that. But in the sugar molecule, the glucose molecule going through your bloodstream, it has oxygen in it. And you're in the molecule itself, so your body can get the energy. And I'm speaking in general terms, because there's the glycolytic pathway, and then there's the Krebs cycle, and different things that take place in the mitochondria to get the energy out of these foods. But just suffice it to say, your body will get energy out of sugar faster than it will get it out of fat, although it prefers fat because it's easier on the system. So if you have sugar and fat present, it will use the sugar and the fat will build up. And, of course, your LDL numbers are going to go up. I have done this with so many patients, I can't even count them. 30 days. I know this is going to be the greatest effort of your life, but I tell my patients this. 30 days, no soft drinks, no added sugar to anything. And then do another blood test and watch what happens to your LDL. Unless you have something wrong with the liver. If you have a liver disease, this isn't going to work. But if you're a generally healthy person and you're concerned about elevated LDLs, you go a month without any added sugar to anything. No sugar drinks. You're going to have to leave the sugar out of your coffee, out of your tea, whatever else. I know that's a real effort for some people. But you watch what happens to the LDL, and your heart enzymes, your heart markers will improve dramatically within 30 days. So what's this got to do with everything else I've been talking about? The metabolism of fat. The metabolism of fat is the best source of energy in the body, and the fats are in these polyunsaturated acids that I'm talking about. And one of the best sources on the planet is fish, deep ocean fish, and oils, extra virgin olive oil, and some other oils that we use. Not canola, not soybean, not corn oil, not most vegetable oils. A patient asked me about cottonseed oil. They wanted to know if the salad dressing was something they could try because they had cottonseed. I said, sweetheart, we wear cotton. We don't eat cotton. The only reason they started refining cottonseed oil is after they do the to get the cotton out of the cotton ball. They have these seeds left over, and they end up with tons and tons of these seeds. And some marketing genius comes along and says, why don't we eat them? And I'm serious. So they started squeezing the oil out of it, and they found out they could cook with it. And they found out that it had the same kind of oil effect in food usage, but you have no business eating anything like that. Now, people, well, what about avocado oil? What about grapeseed oil? If you keep these things at super low temperatures and they have an organic source, they're probably just fine. But nothing beats Mother Nature. And while Mother Nature made the olive and Mother Nature made the avocado, by the time we get the oils out of these things, they've gone through a certain amount of processing, and we want the least amount of processing, period, when we take something Mother Nature made and ending up on the family's dinner plate. But those are the oils that balance vitamin D. And people who have a lot of this in their diet have no problems being out in the sun all day long. And they'll have a hat on, of course, which, you know, with direct sunlight during the summer months, you probably want to be wearing a hat. But with bare arms and bare neck, you're getting enough sunshine. And if you're anywhere near the water in a bathing suit, well, you're getting plenty of it. You're getting plenty of D, but you want to balance it with F, with the polyunsaturated fatty acids. And so I can go into linoleic acids and arachidonic acids, and these are the polyunsaturated. But the most important one of all is the arachidonic that is made in the liver, unless it comes in through the diet. And these are and we call them acids because they are acids, but they're fats. And most fatty structures have an acid aspect to them in the sense of chemical acid, alkaline base kind of stuff. And I don't know that that's all important to tell you about that. But the more saturated fat something is, the more solid the fat is. Like butter. Butter's loaded in saturated fats. Very healthy saturated fats. If it comes from a grass-fed cow, not the commercial butters. They've been dyed with yellow and try to make it look like butter. It's butter. But it also has all the stuff in it that commercial cow was fed. Hormones, antibiotics, pesticides in its food, and other kinds of milk-stimulating factors so that a normal cow that should only be producing 1 to 2 gallons of milk a day, these cows are producing up to 8 gallons of milk because they're being chemically forced to do that. So that's why I'm saying you want to make sure that the butter you have, and that's a great source of polyunsaturated fats as well as saturated fats, to balance too much sun during the summertime. But you want to make sure it came from grass-fed animals. And it'll say it right there on the wrapper. And that's kind of the difference between D and F at this point, or D and polyunsaturated fats. There are other vitamins that have antagonists that need to be balanced, and there's minerals, like I said. If you're ending up with way too much iron in the system, or way too little iron, you want to look at your copper intake. Because copper and iron balance one another inside the system. Now, as I said before, calcium is the only mineral, and your body needs a lot of different minerals. But calcium is the only mineral that has a gland to regulate it. The rest of the minerals, we want to make sure they're present in our diet. And the kidney decides what minerals to stay in the bloodstream and what minerals to let out if you have too many of them through the urine. Now, if you have a calcium or an iron copper imbalance, the kidney can't make up for that. You're going to have to do that dietarily, but we'll save that for another show. Now, what I do, I am a lover of fish, but I don't always eat as much as I should. So I take a product called Cataplex F. Cataplex F is a concentration of these polyunsaturated fats with some iodine that helps with F uptake into the system and has a few other things in it. And I make sure I take that, because the big indicator to me that I don't have enough of the F and too much of the D is muscle cramps and in the bed at night, leg cramps, restless legs. I don't know how many cases of restless legs I've solved just by adding Cataplex F before someone goes to bed. And if you'd like more information about what I'm talking about, you want to become a part of our texting group. You want to text the word healthy to 833-510-3306. Text the word healthy to 833-510-3306, and you'll be able to get an awful lot more of this information than what you hear on the air. So coming up next, I'm going to be joining Doug live on the air.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Health. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. For those of you who are new on the 40-some-odd stations that have added this program this week, Jack's headquarters, his clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah. He practices Nooka chiropractic, which is upper cervical adjustment of your shoulders and your neck to make things better. And I will tell you, as one who has been victimized by Jack, that it works. So you, if you are a victim of pain, this is either you find a Nooka chiropractor or you find Jack. He's a lot of people that come in from out of town that enjoy the time there with him and his wife. They're both also, Mary and Jack, are clinicians who study the GAPS method of taking care of your gut. So that's important, too, because those things all go together. And speaking of delightful Mary, it's National Egg Day, or it was a few days ago, and so I thought I ought to talk about eggs breaking out of their shell. Get it? Mary has a... What happened to the Mary's milkshake as a capsule?
It's still in development. It's because of being able to locate the sources of the right material. We could have made this a year ago if we want to make it like everybody else's shake mix.
Yeah.
And some of this stuff has to come from outside the United States if you want the purity.
One of the things you and I have talked about over the years, and it's worth repeating, the back and forth of the American Heart Association, their guidelines 25 years ago said, look out, eggs are bad, cholesterol bad, all that stuff bad. And now, in recent years, they've changed because the egg only has 75 calories, and it's great for protein, you want to lose weight, yada, yada, yada. So it brings me back around to not being disrespectful of medical research, but there are things I can point to every day, all day. Coffee, good for you, bad for you. Vitamin C, good for you, bad for you. How many of those, Jack, can we find? We can find dozens of those things, right?
Oh, yes. Well, it is. And you have to remember that medicine is a business. The American Heart Association is a business. Big Pharma is a business. Mm-hmm. These people have quarterly reports, and they have to make sure that their investors are getting paid on a regular basis. So that's why you're going to see stuff flip-flopping all the time. Back before eggs got a bad rap, the commercials on TV were always saying, the perfect food, nature's perfect food.
Yeah.
All of the essential amino acids are there. All of the protein structures are there. All of the essential fats are present in a raw egg. Now, not a cooked egg. Cooked egg is better than no egg. But once you start cooking anything, you start breaking down the natural ingredients in it. Mm-hmm. That makes it worthwhile for consumption. And so, you know, and then they're finding out that cholesterol isn't the big problem. It is. Sugar is the big problem. And the sugar industry is trying to stomp on that as fast as they possibly can. So it just begs research. You have to, and there's so much information available online anymore from good, reputable sources that it takes some time to find out what the truth is.
Okay, so Standard Process, a company that you represent well, people can buy Standard Process things. We talk about them all the time. They have a, because I use it, because you know me, you sent me in this direction because of my fondness of ice cream and cake and stuff. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I don't drink, but I don't drink coffee. But I do like ice cream and cookies and cake and stuff. So there's a product that you have given me for sugar, and I forget what it's called, but I, as I say that, I am taking it, but I just wrote sugar across the label. It begins with a D, I think.
Well, Dioplex.
Dioplex, that's
Dioplex,
right, yeah.
But our enzymes will help you handle sugar just as well as anything will.
You mean the ones that...
Long-life energy enzymes.
That you have, yeah.
Yeah, it is tremendous insulin and pancreatic support.
All right, there you go.
When you have a diet of, you know, it's nice that you're not smoking, you're not drinking, but a diet that contains the cookies and the cakes and the ice cream and all this stuff. Occasionally, that's no problem, but on a regular basis, it's a very taxing drain of energy on the pancreas because the pancreas is what's making the insulin.
Yeah, and when you're once a day.
Okay, but the long life energy enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the stories, the testimonials of how it's turned people's lives around.
That's great. I give it to the dog, too. And you talk about Big Pharma. By the way, just so that we know which end of the stool the money comes from, drug makers now, Pfizer and Janssen Biotech and a couple of others, are the largest advertisers on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And so, I mean,
living better chemically.
Well. Yeah. Yep. I think that was the old Dow, isn't it? Live better with chemicals or something.
Yeah, okay. Living
Jack
better
Stockwell
chemical.
Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.